Chris Hoving is the Endangered Species Coordinator for the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and Environment. He says a decades-old recovery plan for wolves said the wolf population would be doing well when there were at least 100 in Michigan and Wisconsin combined.
At this point today, we are above 1,000 wolves in Michigan and Wisconsin combined. And so we're 10 times the number needed to delist.
But groups opposed to delisting say recovery isn't complete when a few states reach a goal. Michael Robinson says if protections are removed, wolves won't have a chance to spread to other parts of their historic range. Robinson is with the Center for Biological Diversity. He says taking wolves off the endangered species list in the Great Lakes slams the door for recovery in nearby states.
Wolves have time and time again shown up in the Dakotas, and there is good habitat for them there in the old Great Plains, and yet they've been unable to be established.
The Center for Biological Diversity has asked the Fish and Wildlife Service to develop a wolf recovery plan for the entire lower 48 states. Laura Reagan, a biologist with the service, says the agency is reviewing the need for that kind of plan right now, and that information will be included in the decision-making about delisting wolves in the Great Lakes.
It wouldn't necessarily, keep all wolves on the endangered species list, but it would clearly articulate where we think wolves have recovered and where we think we need to keep wolves on the list.
Michigan wildlife officials are chomping at the bit to have wolves delisted and put under state management. They say all this back and forth on and off the endangered species list is creating public frustration. The number of illegal wolf kills spiked sharply last winter. Wildlife officials believe some people in the UP who think there are too many of the animals are taking matters into their own hands. Michael Robinson with the Center for Biological Diversity says wolf poaching is a concern, but he says U.S. Fish and Wildlife has always been opposed to granting wolves protection.
The only reason wolves were reintroduced into the northern Rocky Mountains and to the southwest was because of litigation that was opposed by the Fish and Wildlife Service. And Fish and Wildlife Service has been all too eager to prematurely delist wolves in the Great Lakes states.
The public has 60 days now to comment to the Fish and Wildlife Service. The agency's review on whether or not to delist in the Great Lakes could take up to a year. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Bob Allen.